Значит, Чингиз Абдуллаев, секретарь Союза писателей Азербайджана, вице-президент Международного пен-клуба, доктор юридических наук. Я работаю здесь.
I am Чингиз Абдуллаев, secretary of the Union of Writers, vice-president of the International Pen Club. I have been working here more than 10 years and I write literature. I graduated from the law faculty of our university in 1981. After that, I ended up in so-called post boxes. These are top-secret military factories which existed in the Transcaucasus as well as elsewhere. I went abroad and worked as leader of the 34th Department. This was under the Ministry of Defense of the Soviet Union.
Так, я не думаю, что какие-то особенные моменты... То есть я героем никогда не был и не считал себя... Я никогда не был каким-то таким...
Well, I wouldn't say there was any special moment. That is, I was never a hero and never considered myself one. I was never any kind of super spy. Maybe because I wasn't a spy and I wanted to be, I started to write books. My decision was influenced concretely by the death of my friend... my comrade who died in Africa, and I decided I had to write about it, to write a book.
Выполнялась какая-то, значит, операция, и он случайно, я думаю, что не случайно, конечно, он погиб.
An operation was being carried out, and he, by coincidence, of course, I think it was not by coincidence, died. It was not a military operation. Let's say he went to a certain place, to give recommendations on the neutralization of a certain unit, which was in that place at that time. And he died. He was set up, as they say in Russian. The kind of death that no one has insurance against. It was an everyday story for those times. People have already forgotten that the world was divided in half, and everywhere, wherever anything happened, it was either under the influence of America or the Soviet Union. And of course, both American and Soviet citizens died.
То, что показывают в фильмах, это всегда неправда, потому что на самом деле работа всегда состоит на 90%.
What they show in films is always untrue, because in fact the work always consists 90% in waiting for someone under the hot sun or handing over some paper. Nothing exotic or heroic. The work of these people was unheroic. We just did our job, as those did who went to Afghanistan. It's just a story that was repeated thousands of times across the whole world. In those days, during the Cold War, there were coincidences when we knew that, let's say, representatives of the CIA or of the intelligence service were arriving in Paris, Brussels, or Warsaw, with whom we had to meet, talk to, and have a dialogue. Because one way or another, all spies were doing the same thing. Quite often, spies gave each other information. It was a closed caste of people, and they did not allow outsiders in. Espionage was always slightly detached from government. They had to serve government's interests, but they had to serve their own interests too. In fact, I know very well that all security services collaborate, all of them, CIA, Iranian spy, English and Russian and Israeli. When they need to, they collaborate very well. I think, yes, I miss it. Maybe because I never like to lose and decide I was playing for lost. The system in which we lived lost, and of course, it's hard to take. It's hard for a person to accept. I always remember that we were on the losing side, and of course I experience a feeling of nostalgia.